From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. Hurricane Maria making landfall today in Puerto Rico as a powerful Category 4 storm that forecasters describe as potentially catastrophic. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Maria had maximum sustained winds of about 250 kilometers an hour in the morning, and that heavy rain would cause life-threatening flash floods and landslides. Yanido Valentin is a Guayama resident in Puerto Rico.
It is going to take the little we have. You know how that is. I am very worried because it is going to leave me without my home. It is sad to have it and then to lose everything.
Also under threat, the U.S. Virgin Islands, as the backside of the storm slowly moves across St. Croix as it did so overnight. The center of the hurricane expected to cross over Puerto Rico and back into open water later today, with the storm bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic by early Thursday. The Puerto Rican governor, Ricardo Arcelli, said major damage is inevitable in the U.S. territory and that officials had set up some 500 shelters with more than 10,000 people sheltering inside. At least 217 people, including more than 20 schoolchildren, are known dead following a 7.1 magnitude earthquake that jolted central Mexico City, toppling buildings in Mexico City. It was the second major quake to strike the country this month following an 8.1 magnitude tremor. Maria Elena Vargas is a local resident of the city. She says, now I hope that the state government, the federal government, will help us because the block is destroyed. They just don't want to have them come in here and say, we will support you, we will help you, you are not alone, and it's a lie. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says about 50 refugees currently housed in two remote Pacific detention centers will soon be resettled in the United States. Turnbull announcing today during a television interview that an equal number of refugees being held in Papua New Guinea and Nauru are heading to the U.S. within the next several weeks. The refugees are the first of 1,250 asylum seekers that are being resettled in the United States under a deal struck between Canberra and Washington in the final weeks of President Obama's administration. Obama's successor, Donald Trump, attacking the agreement during a contentious phone call with Turnbull shortly after taking office and called it a dumb deal in an angry tweet posted in February before eventually agreeing to honor it. The president using his first address to the U.N. General Assembly Tuesday to denounce rogue regimes, which he described as the scourge of the planet. He singled out North Korea and denounced those who trade with Pyongyang despite its nuclear and missile threats.
It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict.
Mr. Trump saying if threatened, the U.S. is prepared to totally destroy North Korea. He also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime that threatens death and destruction to many. The United States is set to contribute $32 million worth of humanitarian aid to help the Rohingya Muslims fleeing Myanmar, according to the U.S. State Department. The U.S. aid package, the first major response from the Trump administration to the situation in Myanmar, will include some food, some medical supplies, some water, and some emergency shelters, along with some other support. Now, over the course of the past month, more than 400,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled from Myanmar, where they face human rights violations and discrimination. On Tuesday, de facto Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi spoke about the violence in Rakhine State. Washington-based Carnegie Endowment non-resident fellow Vikram Nehru said reaction to the address has largely been a disappointment.
It's true that in her speech she did talk about the importance of the rule of law and protection of human rights, but the reality is that she did not provide an explanation as to why 400,000 people have now fled Rakhine State and into Bangladesh.
Britain has suspended some military training for security forces, and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with Aung San Suu Kyi calling for access for humanitarian aid and action on rights abuse allegations. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.